from KQED.
Silicon Valley is also becoming a big player in K through 12 schools. Some education reformers claim technology in the classroom can revolutionize the way students learn. One high-tech entrepreneur who's down with that is Marc Benioff, co-founder and CEO of Salesforce.com, a leading cloud computing company based in San Francisco. Benioff recently made a $2.7 million contribution to the city's middle schools, money to give students iPads and more. But Benioff acknowledges that alone will not make mediocre public schools great.
Technology by itself is not going to make a difference. It's about a full package. It's about the investment. It's about the people, and it's about the technology. It's about this new generation of blended learning.
In fact, the impact tech is having in classrooms isn't always so rosy. KQED's Katrina Schwartz has this story of two East Oakland schools that jumped at the promise that technology could help struggling learners.
Imagine you're in charge of an urban middle school in a tough neighborhood. 15% of entering sixth graders can't read. Kids walk by police bus on their way to school. All of the students live below the poverty line. That's what second-year principal Killian Betlock faces at Elmhurst Community Prep in East Oakland. Betlock thought technology could improve things here.
I wanted classroom instruction to be better. I wanted kids to learn more. I wanted teachers to have their time freed up to do better work.
Betlock contracted with a startup consulting company called Junio to advise him. They recommended software that would allow one group of kids to practice skills online while their teacher focused on a smaller group. Betlock also wanted help choosing programs that could grade and track student assignments so teachers wouldn't get so bogged down in paperwork. The software seemed to work well in a pilot class.
I think it freed teachers up to do some of the more creative work, to do some of the more exciting work, and hopefully do deeper work.
Elmhurst special education teacher Corey Schneider has a caseload of 28 students who need extra help for reasons ranging from specific learning disabilities to emotional disturbances, even autism.
Well, in the beginning, it was great, and the kids were into it, and they were seeing their success, and that was then translating into a higher SRI reading score.
But when more classrooms and other teachers began using the online programs simultaneously, the network failed them. The wireless signal wasn't strong enough.
So here they're bought into something that's meeting their needs, and then they can't use it. Then everything that I had planned had to get scrapped. We had to recreate entire units on how to meet students' needs without the technology.
Schneider is hesitant to rely on technology again. Principal Betlock blames Junio.
Their advice turned out to be pretty poor. Their analysis of our network was wrong. We didn't have it anywhere near the network capacity we needed.
For his part, Junio CEO Steve Schotler says one of the challenges was that school partners were constantly tweaking their technology plans. In the end, the company realized that direct relationships with schools wasn't the best business model for them.
It wasn't going to grow quickly enough in the path we had. And ultimately, what that would mean for our schools is that we wouldn't be as good at doing what we want to be doing. We wouldn't have met the vision that we had promised them by following that path.
Junio ended the school partnership 6 months in, but offered continued support throughout the school year. Betlock felt he was left alone to figure out the tech problems.
I made a mistake in going with someone who made some promises. As a school, we can't invest in promises. We have to invest in products, and we have to invest in people with a track record of delivering. A school can't be an angel investor for a startup. It's a bad relationship. It's a bad way to go.
The relationship between schools and ed tech companies is a tricky one. More schools across the country are using technology to help measure student learning in real time, so teachers can target kids' weaknesses. And companies are eager to fill that gap, constantly pitching schools. Some schools are better than others at figuring all this out. Less than 2 miles from Elmhurst, an Oakland elementary school called Encompass Academy also worked with Junio.
Let's read it together first. So ready? 1, 2, 3. Let's have a day. I need an adjective.
Elizabeth Kruger is teaching her second graders to read and pick out parts of speech.
Natalie, a beautiful day. I love that word, beautiful. Emily.
Later, they'll go online to use a program Junio recommended called Achieve 3000. Encompass principal Min Tram Nguyen likes the program because it offers the same article at different reading levels so the whole class can discuss together.
I had fourth graders responding to an article about education for women in Afghanistan and how the Taliban limited that, you know, and they were responding to it. It was awesome.
Nguyen says she knows Junyo was experimenting with her school, but she didn't mind because she learned a lot in the process. She says Achieve 3000 has Spanish translations, good for Encompass's many English language learners and their families.
Our family members who want to engage and read and practice and develop literacy could engage and be doing it side by side with their child.
Nguyen says schools have to choose tech partners carefully. She is looking for partners that respect the difficult work teachers do.
Businesses should listen to schools, should have an ethos of being responsive to schools. You want to have technical expertise, but you should have some openness of believing in the capacity of teachers.
Nguyen knows it's not easy for startups. Every school is different, making it hard for a company to perfect one product. But Nguyen says it's the job of a good principal to weather the inevitable changes brought by each new reform, a trend schools have learned to expect. For the California Report, I'm Katrina Schwartz in Oakland.